We are here at the 2018 CUNA Marketing Business Development Council Conference in San Francisco. We're here with Nancy Howard from Coca-Cola Credit Union. That's got to be the coolest credit union in the land.
It's a very cool credit union by far.
Literally.
Yes.
Because when you're thirsty and you're looking to say cool, Coca-Cola is one of the things that you grab.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how are things at the conference? We're kind of in our second day, almost halfway through the second day.
Yeah, it's been great. This conference has been a real eye-opener as far as some of the things that are coming down the pike with the technology, especially how things have to be shifted for our members and for us and how we're doing business. So we got a lot of good information from the speakers so far. It's been really very informative.
Very cool. Is there anything specifically you're looking to learn here and take back?
Well, one thing I want to take back was the awareness campaign that they mentioned this morning.
Yeah.
It was very, very real and authentic and something that can kind of help with getting the message out about credit unions and how we're different, how we're better, and something that can stick more than other things in the past, like they've mentioned. So,
what's your opinion on that? I mean, how did you? What's your feedback on that on the campaign?
Yeah.
From a credit union perspective.
From the credit union perspective, you know, being someone who's with, like everyone else here, who's been with a credit union, we know the value of it. We know how much it's beneficial to members and for people to understand what it is. Mm-hmm. We know that. So being able to share it with our peers and to be able to put it into terms that the average person who's not familiar with all of those details and having a tool or having a campaign, it's not just a campaign, and that's one of the things that we're saying, it's more than that. It's something that they can, it's going to start the pendulum to swing in a different, you know, way that'll kind of grow, and you know, so that's what we're looking forward to.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of cool to have this unified message that we've been asking for. Well, I don't want to say asking, but needing for quite a while now. Here it is.
Here it is. So I was excited when I saw the video and all the photos for the campaign, and it just felt like now's the right time, and that it was definitely the right message. And so, you know, it just feels like a different. We're going in a different direction, finally.
Well, the industry has all this momentum right now as far as growth, with especially with members and loans and all that type. And like you said, so that's never a better time to do something like that, just to keep the foot on the accelerator and keep it going even when times are good. So,
Absolutely. So I love that.
What, are there any other takeaways that you want to take back to Coca-Cola Credit Union from this? Like, there's so many topics. Digital, there's analytics, there's disaster recovery, crisis communications.
It's true, and some of these things we've heard over the years. It's just a matter of different presenters sharing their perspective and their experience. But the thing is that because the industry keeps changing in a way of how we're doing business, and technology keeps changing. It's just like I remember the message with social media was to not do too much with the phones, and when you're at an event, but now the idea is to engage as much as possible. You have to have it, and it's just because, you know, people are receiving information, using social differently than they did before, and that keeps changing. So you just got to keep attending things like this to see, get your feelers out there. When you're head down, focused on your job and what you do every single day, it's easy to just kind of get stuck in a rut. So the value of something like this is that's where you see it.
Indeed. I thought it was funny. I was standing in the back of the ballroom yesterday when Tony Hawk came on the stage, and it was funny to see every phone went up and started taking pictures, and I got to Twitter this, I got to Instagram that. It was... But that's an example of where we're going with it now, right?
Exactly. It's true. And then the tweet chat Q&A that they had at the end.
That was cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. And handy, too. Handy for the host and the presenter. So it makes it easy.
Get their message in there. Get their little question in. So,
Very nice. Anything? What's kind of an outlook that you see for the rest of 2018, kind of based on what you're going to learn here, what you're learning here, and how you're going to use that going in for the rest of the year?
Well, for us at the Coca-Cola Credit Union, we are a single-sponsor credit union. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that they share here, our best use are for the community charter. So one of the things I'm interested in is just the public relations and the things that you can do with the community members. Mm-hmm. It's a little different with single sponsor, but there's still a lot that can be applied. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I look forward to with 2018 is how we can better engage the penetration of our membership within the company and the eligible family members. So yeah, we're going to use some of the information we're learning here.
Here's something that just came out of left field. Do you guys ever work with like the Coca-Cola marketing team or anything like that? Do you meet with them and go, hey, what are you guys doing that works? And maybe you can offer them ideas that works for you too. That would be kind of a cool collaboration,
Absolutely.
I
Absolutely. We have some Coca-Cola marketing people who are part of our communications team.
Oh, okay.
So they help us with, you know, some compliance issues and how to use the brand and things like that. But, you know, just being there and seeing how they roll things out has been a huge education for us. Like, I remember when they started the Share the Coke campaign years ago with the names on the Coke bottles. Mm-hmm. You know, they start with us. We're the guinea pigs first as the employees before they start rolling them out to the consumers.
Right.
But everybody was looking for their name on a bottle within the company. And it's interesting because I happen to know one of the goals of that campaign was to get people who may not drink Coke as much to still buy Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So you will buy anything with your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. I personally, I drink a lot of water and
me too.
The juices, so I don't drink as much Coke, but I have bought more Coke than I ever have.
Because you want to see your name.
My name, and I know other people's names, and I'm buying Coke bottles all the time. So, yeah, that's the idea, is to get engagement based on people's interest and not necessarily the product so much, but that's how you keep the product relevant to people, even if they don't purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea is transferable across industries, whether it's a service or whether it's a product. So finding a way to make that happen with what we do with financial is the same kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's a great example of kind of looking outside your own silo, your own credit union silo, and seeing what other people are doing in the other industries, especially Coca-Cola, who's renowned for their incredible marketing.
Exactly.
So very cool. All right, wrap-up question here. Anything else to kind of wrap up to... any final words of wisdom, Nancy?
Wisdom. Well, just I would go to all the sessions. There's so much you can learn at a big event like this. Even if it's something that you want to do separately from your day job, you can learn from seeing the displays, to talking to the speakers, talking to your peers. Take advantage of opportunities like this, because this is how you learn. Networking is how you grow and get other opportunities. So
take it. Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
Excellent. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.